Dobre, víc ten, do stúčiu by ma vedel tu.
Ste
dobro, Valuš?
Yeah, he brings him a lot of books.
Brings him a lot, right? Big, big tzaddik, we're talking about his biography. He was nifty 26 years old. Yeah, it will be 26 in the summer. 25 years ago.
Where is he buried?
Narazis. Right here.
Not a
Breslev, yeah. Well, there's a whole thing, a Breslev.
Is the Kavre Odessa also Breslev?
No, he's an Aaron Nuchus.
Aaron Nuchus, so I want to go there.
Go. I go last.
There's no rock stone over there, right?
No, but also there, not always rock stone. So. We go also to Odessa.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a big deal buried there.
How do I find his Kavre, though? There's so many people buried over there, right?
I'm sure there's people that they're out there that
know. Yeah, but it's very easy to find.
I read the Sabo Yisrael book and I
want
to go.
It's very easy to get there.
Yeah?
I'll tell you after. Even if you get by bus to there, you could walk from the bus stop.
Okay.
It's a 15-minute walk. In a Sabo. You're not a Kohen?
No, I'm not a Kohen.
You're a Kohen?
No.
So. Yeah, so we're talking about the father-in-law of Levi Yitzchak Bender, whose name was Rav Aaron Schwartz.
So this is 1915?
No, before.
1914.
No. Talking about his father-in-law.
Oh, right. Okay.
His father-in-law is, if he got married, then his father-in-law was already in his 40s or 50s, right?
Okay.
So, Ken... We said that he was a very, very happy person, even though he was a very, very poor. And like Levi Yitzchak used to say, the same way there was no one more poor than him, there was no one more happy than this person. He was a very, very happy person. Always very happy. And whenever he saw someone a little bit sad, he made effort to make the person happy and everything. No profit, just to make a person happy. Every chatan v'kala, he used to go to chatunot and dance and everything. Right, that was his. He used to dance. It doesn't make a difference. It was even if it was two weddings, a very rich person's wedding and very poor people, he used to go only to the poor people. Even by the rich, he would have paid him for dancing and making them happy. He would have gone to the poor just to make them more happy. He used to dance like crazy, like mamash, like funny things and jump around. Like, what's his name? Does the elephant. What's his name? No. What's his name, Ezra? The guy with the elephant. He dresses with the elephant, the pink elephant. Forgot his name. No, you know him. Of course you know him.
He has like a costume?
Yeah, every day he's here.
I don't know.
You know he is.
I just see him. I don't see who's inside.
Forgot his name. He's marrying off two of his kids now. There's only one guy in yeshiva like that.
Hey.
You know, he's American, but he's here for many, many years.
Yaakov?
Yaffe. Yeah. What's his name?
Shlomo
Yaffe. Yeah.
Shlomo Yaffe, ah.
Yeah.
It's okay?
Yeah, by Yossi's wedding he came.
Interesting.
It's okay?
Yeah. He's an elephant. No, he comes with a costume, weddings. Anyways, yeah. So Rav Aaron, this Rav Aaron used to hide all his great milas in this dress of jokes and happiness, you know, all the time. That's how he was. Levi Yitzchak always he loved the way that his father-in-law was. Okay, there was a story that has to do with this. In Kivitz, there was a Jew named Reb Hershke Smole. He was a very, very poor person. Very, very, very poor. His job was a zapat. He used to steal roofs and stuff so the water doesn't come through. Okay? But his house, of course, his roof was leaking and everything, and everything was going in. Shoemaker works barefoot. Right? Mm-hmm. Everyone knows, right? It's true by everyone.
Mechanic children have a problem with the garden.
Okay. In the winter, so when it was snowing, it's the Ukraine, right? Right now, I think it's also snowing over there. It's snowing all over Europe now this week. His dark apartment got full of snow inside, and the walls were frozen, everything was frozen. And in order to have some light in his dark house, he had a stinky thing of neft, a little light thing. And for a gartel, his weeds, dried weeds like a hay that feed the thing. That's why he used to come to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. He used to come with that. He's a wrestler, a schlepper, no? And he was very sick all the time. And he never had children. But still, he was always a happy person. It's a true story. I can't believe it. It's not going to be real. He was a big Yerush Shamayim. Also, one of the students of our Prichas of Kivilich that he made a lot of people breast lovers that we spoke about last week. But people didn't know who he was. One night, Rabbi Aaron called his son-in-law Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. He said, "Go outside and see that all the houses in the town are dark. In the Hershka's house, you go see there's light there. He's saying Tikkun Chatzor. No one knows how great he is. That's how it was." Even as Levaya, there was not more than three people as Levaya. Just the people burying him. No one knew his whole life, and even after he died, how great he was. But Rabbi Yitzchak knew. And Rabbi Aaron was there at the Levaya also. So Rabbi Yitzchak used to always say, it's true, over here, in this world, only a few people knew about him and walked him even to his burial place. But in the next world, where Kabbalat Panim is neshama had, all the tzaddiki, everyone came to him. What about?
No, Rabbi Baruch היה תלמיד של רבנו, שהוא היה יוצא כאילו בכל תנאי לשדה. ולא הבינו אותו, אמרו כאילו לאן הוא הולך בכל הזה, מינוס 40, הוא הולך עם מלא מילים וזה, כל אחד ניסה להבין, זה בסוף, אמרו נעקוב אחריו, נראה מה הוא עושה שם. וראו אותו אדם שמונה שעות, ככה הוא חופץ בתנועות של התרעמות, שמונה שעות, כאילו לכבוד השם. זה מה שהוא עושה בסדר.
He said that there was one of the students of Rabbeinu, his name is Rabbi Baruch. Every day he used to go out to the field, regardless of the weather, hot, cold. People thought he's crazy. He's minus 30 outside, minus 40, he's freezing. No, he needs to go out. So they said, we have to follow him and see what he's doing. So they followed him and they saw him doing jumps, like exercise jumps, for 8 hours in front of Hashem, just for Hashem. I don't know what he was thinking, I don't know what he was doing. But he was doing it, Chavod Hashem, Chavod Hashem. Shkoyach. No, it's someone else.
That's somebody else.
Okay. Tom, we'll stop over here. Another story here. Baruch Hashem, Machar.